Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Welcome to Time Out for Music. I'm Daniela Konstantinova. Today we present the music messages of folk singer Dimka Vladimirova. The folk song is my life. My earliest memories are about singing. So I'm grateful to my parents and to my family of singers. Everyone loved to sing at home, and we were listening to folk music on the radio and on the old gramophone, Dimka Vladimirova said. She was born in the village of Bistrets at the foot of the southeastern Stranja mountain. Her talent for singing made itself obvious in primary school. Her first prize came when she was 10. At age 17, she turned up at a job contest for the State Folk Song and Dance Ensemble in Sofia, and the ensemble's leader, Filip Kutev, in person welcomed her to the choir. At that time, she met with folk music legends, accordionist Boris Karlov and singer Boris Mashalov. They invited her to join the programs of their touring band, Nasha Pesen, Our Song. Listen next to Dimka Vladimirova with Zlatanu Zlatanke. Dimka Vladimirova's career continued at the folk ensemble of the Bulgarian National Radio. In 1958, she was admitted to the choir. This was a great professional chance for her to work with renowned conductors like Boris Petkov, Kosta Kolev and Stefan Mutavchiev. Then the heyday of the folk choir at the radio came with the work of composer and conductor Krasimir Kurkchiski. The greatest contribution into the worldwide fame of the Bulgarian National Radio Women's Folk Choir, that later grew into the mystery of Bulgarian voices and into its 1990 Grammy Award, was in fact his. It was not his conducting job alone, but also his wonderful songs that received standing ovation in the United States, Canada, Europe, Egypt and elsewhere. This was the peak of my career. The recognition of listeners across the world gave me wings. I felt great happiness and satisfaction with my work. We were dubbed the Bulgarian Madonnas, Dimka recalled. Next, Pilencepe, Birdie singing in the rendition of the Mystery of Bulgarian Voices Choir, soloists Dimka Vladimirova and Kalinka Volcheva. During her 40-year work record, Dimka Vladimirova has made a few solo recordings. All her songs come from her village. She has learned them from her mother and other family members. Her solo repertoire belongs to the group of the so-called Tronki, an ethnographic community in Stranger Mountain, singing a particular kind of songs that combine two regional styles, the Stranger and Thracian ones. Next, Dimka Vladimirova singing Radule Mavrovice, Dark-Eyed Rada.
Yeah.
Dimka Vladimirova has a clear, ringing soprano, attuned to the music and verbal dialect of the village of Bystrets. Arrangements of her songs have been made by composers Atanas Naumov, Kostakolev and others. Audiences are particularly keen on her performances accompanied by the Stranger Band. The portrait of the renowned singer won't be full without a mention of the success of her talent, her son Lyubomir Vladimirov, a famous mandolin player at the Bulgarian National Radio Folk Music Orchestra. Lyubomir has studied with foremost mandolin player Rumen Sirakov and has graduated the National School of Folklore in Kotel and the Music Academy in Plovdiv. In her career as folk singer, Dimka Vladimirova has clearly demonstrated the worth of continuity in her area of work. She urges young singers to ask older generations for advice and keep the dialects as part of the national heritage. We end Time Out for Music with Oi Male Male, O Mother Mother, with Dimka Vladimirova and the Stranger Band.